Which book of the Bible should you read next? Written by Christy Woods, read by Laura Hopkins. Today's Bible verse is 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. Sometimes my Bible reading is alive and full, somewhat like a scenic picture bursting with color. And some days, I simply don't know what to read or where to start. The mountain of words, verses, and books of the Bible bring rise to an overwhelmed stare. A few books of the Bible rush to the rescue for situations like these. They help us grow. Consider the options below. First, calling new and old Christians alike. 12 disciples plus one Messiah make for 4 fabulous Gospels. If you're new to the Bible, why not start at the beginning of the New Testament? Seasoned Christian, it's a solid review as well. Allow the pages to flip to Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. Start at the beginning and work your way to the end. Jesus answered, "The greatest is, hear, Israel, the Lord your God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. This is the first commandment." Second, no time to read? Sometimes life's schedule fills with work responsibilities, kids' activities, workouts, a sick family member, and more. The calendar bursts at its seams. Bible reading becomes somewhat of a lost art in the mix. In those times, what's a person to do? Consider a short book of the Bible, one containing 6 or fewer chapters. Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians are my go-to when the schedule overflows. They read with ease, packing power and applicable instruction in their short length. James, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, the Peters, and Jude read likewise. In their chapters, armor, unity, and freedom dance to life. God's love does as well. Encouragement to press on toward the goal cheers for readers. Rules for Christian households open wide for acceptance. Everyday application awaits. Third, a plan sounds great. Help! You want a plan. You try to plan. You're simply out of time to organize a plan. Sounds like the perfect time to consider Proverbs. Proverbs contains 31 chapters, one for each day of the month. How easy, right? If it's the 14th of the month, read Proverbs 14, Proverbs 15 on the 15th, and so forth. No bookmark needed. The bonus? This method helps readers keep track of the date, too. What book of the Bible are you reading right now? What is your favorite book of the Bible?
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church. church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Looking for ways to stay positive? Brighten your day with the free Story Behind podcast. Hear weekly short stories that showcase true joy, love, and hope. Listen now at lifeaudio.com or by searching for Story Behind wherever you get your podcasts.